My name is Alicia, and welcome to the College Life Podcast. I am super passionate about education, personal development, growth, and bringing out the best in every college student. This podcast will help motivate you, empower you, and bring you clarity and confidence in who you are, in your purpose, and help you take action toward a life you love. Don't wait until you graduate to live your best life. Let's start now. Welcome to the College Life Podcast. It's Alicia here, and today we are doing purpose series number 5, Knowing and Living Your Values. This is really important because what we do or don't do on a daily basis and really throughout our entire life has a lot to do with what we value and what our values are. And each one of us has different values. So in this episode, we're going to go over a list of values. I want you to narrow down what your top 5 are, and then we're going to talk about why those are important, how you can maybe incorporate those, and then also how you can maybe improve in some of those areas as well. So the first thing that we're going to do is go over the list of values. Just because I'm going over this list doesn't mean that you can't have other ones that are not on this list. So if there's something that kind of pops up as I'm talking, make sure that you write that down so you don't forget it. So I'm going to go through this list pretty quickly, and I'm not going to describe them. So if you're not sure what these are, then that's okay. But I hope that this just really gets you to think about what your values are. Friendship, fairness, equality, or diversity. Leadership, balance, and stability. Helping society. Helping others. Autonomy and independence. Personal development and growth. Enjoyment and happiness. Harmony. Competence. Creativity and self-expression, fitness and health, accountability and responsibility, travel or adventure, integrity, competition, wealth, nature or the environment, accomplishment or achievement, leisure, loyalty, respect, honesty and trust, excellence, religion, entrepreneurship and innovation, family, authority, power or control, challenge and risk, wisdom, recognition, fame, and prestige, expertise, safety or security, spirituality, knowledge, learning, and education. So I went through those pretty fast, and I wanted you to just really start thinking about what are some of these that really resonate with you, and maybe what are some that I didn't mention that you also really value. So Bill Johnson, who I interviewed in episode number 37, which was the first episode in the Purpose series, he recommends that you have a list and then you try to pick out just ones that you value and ones that you don't really necessarily value personally, and then you narrow down the ones that you do value into your top 5. I would recommend doing this activity because it does give you some clarity in how you are living your life. And so I'm going to share my top 5 so you can see how I reflected on my own values and how I chose, and then talk about how I incorporate those, and then also talk about how I can improve in these areas. And then I want you to think about this as you're thinking about your own values as well. So one of my top values is really helping society. And the reason why I chose this and why it's important to me is because it really aligns with like leaving a legacy. And that's something that I really want to do. I want to contribute to society. I really want to make a difference in some way. I've always felt this way, and I haven't really felt clear in how to actually do that until more recently in the past couple of years. And how I incorporate this in my life is I actually have a full-time job that I freaking love and that I do feel like I am helping society. I feel like I am making a difference and able to contribute to just individual people and investing in them every single day. And that's just so fun to me. I also have a group of women that I connect with and work with, and we try to help each other move towards our goals. And we meet once a month-ish, and we're talking about what are things that we're struggling with, what are things that are really exciting, what are things that we need to celebrate, what are things that we need to make change, how do we support each other, all those things. And so that group, I think, is one way that I incorporate kind of helping society. It's kind of this mutually beneficial group. I also have a book club that I am part of that we read different self-help books, and I think that does help me and it helps society as well. Another way that I incorporate this is actually just seeing people's potential. So I really believe in the value of humanity. I really believe in people. And I think that that helps me incorporate this value into my day-to-day life. And where I could improve in helping a society, I think for me, it's just having a bigger impact. And I don't really know how to go about doing that. I mean, I do feel like part of this podcast is that my Instagram potentially, but it's not where I want it to be. And I just want to have a bigger impact in some way. So I'm trying to figure out ways to help society in bigger ways. So if you have any ideas, reach out, let me know. Another one of my bigger values is personal development and growth. And this is important to me because I freaking love it. I get so much enjoyment from it. I love learning. I love growing. I want to always figure out ways that I can live a better life and how to do that. That's why it's super important to me. I also just really value knowledge, and really part of one of the other values was wisdom. And I really kind of think this falls along with that as well, because I'm always pursuing wisdom and I want to be wise one day. And I think the way to do that is learn more about myself and how I can support other people to do the same. I also just think it's important to me because I like challenging myself, and I'm always, again, trying to learn and grow. And how I incorporate this in my life is through my PhD. So I'm still working on my PhD and so trying to learn and grow in that and become a better writer. And then also it kind of aligns with my helping society as well, because I do hope that my PhD will help society in some way. I also incorporate this in just reading daily. I read most days, and I also listen to podcasts most days. And then that book club that I mentioned earlier is a huge part of my personal development and growth as well, because I get to read, but then I also get to talk about it with other people. And I think it helps me grow and learn and really challenges me. The third value that I have is enjoyment and happiness. And I'm always pursuing this, like, what are more things that I can do that bring me joy, but then also what are things that make me happy? This is important to me because I want to have like a happy and joyful life on a day-to-day basis and not always keep going and pursuing this next thing. And so some of these things that I do on a daily basis is just trying to connect with other people, and connection is really important to me. That wasn't on the list of values, but I feel like maybe it should be in mine. Maybe that's in and of itself a value of mine, but I think connection specifically from like me and my husband, like that brings me so much joy and happiness. And so while family is actually not in my top five, it is in some way, because spending time with my husband and my dog on a daily basis, like that does bring me really joy and a lot of happiness. I also think just living in the moment, just doing things that are fun for me, that's just really important. And it really just relates to my enjoyment and happiness. And I incorporate these things by keeping a gratitude journal. And I write in this most days at the end of my day before I go to bed. I reflect on my day and think of five things that really have brought me joy and happiness and that I'm really grateful for. Another way that I incorporate this is connecting with others. Again, especially this means my husband and my dog, but then also friends that I'm around, and having those deep and meaningful conversations that really brings me a ton of joy and happiness. And ways that I can improve this is actually just dancing more. I know that that might sound weird, but I love dancing so much. And anytime that I can do that, that brings me a ton of joy and happiness. I think going on more adventures with my husband would be awesome. And then also just traveling more as well, which I am going on a trip this summer that I am freaking out about. It's going to be so much fun. And it's with my husband. So I am just so excited. And that is going to bring me a lot of joy and happiness. Another top value of mine is fitness and health. And this is important to me because I want to be strong. I want to feel confident. I want to be around for a while. So I think health is a really important part of that. Just being flexible and in my body, and then also for appearance as well. Just I want to make sure that I'm able to be able to move the way that I want and to wear the things that I want. And how I incorporate this is by going to the gym. Most weeks I go at least 4 times a week. I'm trying to make sure that it's 5, but every now and then I just keep having things come up in my life that prevent that from happening. Or sometimes it's laziness, but that's kind of how I incorporate that in my day-to-day. And then also eating well and then drinking a lot of water. And then ways that I can improve is definitely nutrition. I think that that's something that I struggle with. I am trying to eat a lot more vegetables, and then also figuring out what is a good balance for me as far as portions go. And then consistently meditating is something that I can improve on. And then also consistently stretching so I can be flexible. And also I think it does improve your strength as well. I think making sure that I invest more time into that, that's something that when I did this activity, that has really resonated with me and stuck with me, that if this is really a value of mine, maybe I'm not actually living my values. And we're going to come back to that in a second too. But my fifth one is kind of a toss-up between two. And when I originally did this activity, it was wealth. And part of that is because I need to live and I need to have money to live. I do really want to live in abundance. And I really like to have options. And I think wealth gives you a lot of freedom of options. I want to go on more adventures. I want to travel more and I want more opportunities. And I think to do that, you really do have to have financial resources. I also think too, having a bigger impact, you know, whenever you do have a lot of wealth, you're able to do that in bigger ways. And how I incorporate this is mantras and really trying to change my mindset when it comes to money. And then that's also where I need to improve. So having a really strong money mindset, and then also taking risks when it comes to money to try and make more money. I'm a pretty risk adverse, and that's something that I mentioned in another podcast episode recently. So something that I also need to work on. And then the other one that I also have that's kind of a tie with wealth is the honesty and trust. And I think it's because it's important to me because I think living a life with integrity, so doing things that align with my values, whether somebody's watching or not, that is like really core to who I am. And I think part of it is because I do have quite a few trusting and really open and honest relationships with people who, like my husband, and I do trust him so much that it is such a important value of mine, but I don't think about it a lot because I have that trust, if that makes sense. But it is so, so important to me. And I'm not really sure how I incorporate that, honestly, in my day-to-day, but I really, really, really value that. I do think one area that I can improve on, one part of honesty and trust is really relying on somebody else. And I feel like I can do that with my husband. I don't feel like I can do it on other projects with friends or other things. And I think that that's an area that I could grow in as well. So when you're thinking about your values and you're thinking about your top, it's reflecting really on what are the things that you are doing on a day-to-day basis that are helping you live your values, and what are the things that you're maybe not doing that you probably should start doing if you really want to live your values. And I think when you live your values on a day-to-day basis, then you're more likely to also reach your goals in general, and you're also more likely to have like a happy life because you are living according to your values. I think when we're not living according to our values, there's a lot of discomfort in that. There's a lot of unrest, and I think it definitely gets in the way of us not only living our purpose, but also finding out what our purpose is in life. Your values have everything to do with your major, your career. When things do not align, I promise you life is not going to be nearly as enjoyable, and you're going to be having to make choices that completely conflict with your values. And that is never a fun place to be. So whenever possible, trying to find a major or career or your purpose that aligns with who you are so you can live every single day according to your values, not only just in your personal life, but also in your professional life as well. I remember when I was in college trying to figure out my life, one of the things that I was interested in was business and hospitality. And I knew that type of work, you had to be available a lot in the evenings and on weekends, just given the hospitality industry. And that really wasn't what I wanted out of my life. And I had to really think through that before I decided to move forward. And I ended up not being able to move forward anyways, just because of policies in the education system. But I am so glad and thankful that that's not the route that I ended up going anyway. So really think through your values and how this does impact your major, your career, and your purpose. I hope that this episode was helpful for you to really think through what your values are. Spend some time to think about this and to really narrow yours down. And I would love to hear how that goes for you. So again, thinking about what your values are, really trying to prioritize what's important, why these are important to you. Thank you so much for listening as always. I hope that you enjoyed this episode. Don't forget to subscribe, and I will catch you in the next one.